WBEZ is supported by Rivian. Off-road electric Joyride ride-alongs are available in downtown Chicago in a Rivian truck or SUV from September 19th to the 21st at the corner of East Illinois and North Michigan. Plus, a chance to win a two-night stay at a luxury Chicago hotel. Terms apply. No purchase necessary. Entry period is September 12th through the 21st. Must be 21 to enter. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. Visit Rivian.com/Chicago Sweepstakes to enter.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. President Donald Trump says he plans to direct federal law enforcement intervention in Chicago and Baltimore. Local officials in both cities oppose such moves. On Tuesday, Trump told reporters in the Oval Office, "We're going in," but did not specify when. He has already sent National Guard troops into Washington and federalized D.C.'s police force. Trump has mentioned plans for similar actions in other cities, especially those led by Democratic officials. He expressed a desire for Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to request troops, though Pritzker opposes the idea. Trump insists he has an obligation to protect the country. And most of Illinois' congressional Democrats have signed a strongly worded letter telling President Trump to keep troops out of Chicago. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
Using words like unlawful, unconstitutional, and disrespectful, a letter signed by all but three of Illinois' Democratic delegation accuses the Trump administration of manufacturing a crisis. U.S. Senators Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin are the main signatories, along with Congresswoman Delia Ramirez. They call Trump's threat of using the National Guard to quell violent crime executive overreach and an unlawful power grab, likening Trump to an authoritarian. Instead, they say the president should restore community violence intervention grants and abandon plans for tariffs, SNAP, and Medicaid cuts. Democratic Representatives Brad Schneider, Eric Sorensen, and Nikki Budzinski did not sign the letter. Alex Degman, WBEZ News.
The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Illinois over a longstanding law that provides in-state college tuition rates to undocumented students. The lawsuit was filed against Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul, and public university trustees. It alleges the practice discriminates against U.S. citizens living in other states. Oklahoma and Texas recently ended in-state tuition for undocumented students amid federal lawsuits. But advocacy groups argue that providing in-state rates to students who lack legal status helps states maintain an educated workforce. And many people are mourning after a violent Labor Day weekend in Chicago. Still, some city council members in high crime areas say the city doesn't need the National Guard to come and fight crime, as President Trump has suggested. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has more.
Southside Alderman David Moore says even when one person is killed, it is tragic. This past weekend, 9 people were killed and 52 others were wounded in shootings and other violence.
It's just frustrating and it's just heartbreaking.
Moore says the biggest way the federal government can help is by sending more agents who can work with CPD to investigate drug and gun crimes.
Those are the type of partnerships we need and the support we need right now from the federal government.
Moore is not totally opposed to a National Guard presence, but says that needs to come at the request of the city and as a last resort, not forced by the White House. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
You're listening to The Rundown. Typically, you find Chicago baritone Will Liverman on opera stages across the country. But this summer, Liverman did something different. He released a double album of art songs inspired by two 20th century black poets, Paul Dunbar and his wife Alice. WBEZ contributor Hannah Edgar has more.
Fling out your banners, your honors be bringing.
Growing up in the church, Will Liverman's first love was gospel music. And then he got really into classical music. After that, he discovered R&B for the first time, and he loves that, too.
Where shines in its eternal sway, the man
They all meld together in the Dunbar Moore Sessions, 16 songs Liverman wrote while he was holed up in his Wrigleyville apartment.
It's just a kind of experiment on just taking music that I grew up with and I love and trying to find ways to bridge the classical voice in that.
The sessions are a modern answer to the classical tradition of art song, a genre which is more than 200 years old. Composers use poetry as lyrics, like these verses by Goethe. Liverman studied the art song repertoire in school, like any good music student. But back then, he felt very differently about the genre.
I don't want to sing about some flowers in a German river. You know, like, I don't know. You know, like, I have no connection to this world. I found you.
He didn't feel that way about poets Paul Laurence Dunbar and his wife, Alice Moore Dunbar. More than a century ago, those black poets used their words to advocate for racial justice in this country. Liverman started by setting Dunbar's poem, A Golden Day.
It was just sitting with the poem for a few days and thinking about what it meant to me and having that translate to the piano. I always start writing with a sense of what I want to create in the piano and then building the voice on top of that.
Then he just kept going. Liverman reimagined a poem by Moore Dunbar about African-American farmers as an epic hymnal.
God places in your hands the power to do.
And Dunbar's poem Morning, which kicks off the album, glows like a sunrise.
The mist has left the greening plain. The dewdrops shine like fairy rain. The cockit rose away.
I just knew immediately I could just hear what it was musically I wanted to do because of how they wrote and how it made me feel.
Morning.
Now we feel it too.
Tis morning.
Hannah Edgar for WBEZ.
Taking a look at today's forecast, it's going to be sunny with a high around 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 62. And tomorrow, a chance for showers with a high of 76. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.